This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, including right up there into the area near Jefferson City. We have an affiliate. We're very close by there, and some of you people in Jefferson City I know can hear me right now. We're praying for you, and we certainly want to let you know that help is on the way. You've got mutual aid coming from as far away as Kansas right now to help you folks out. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America and for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to all the people that are working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, and here is Ms. Rosemary. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain, and to all of you people who may be listening, if you don't know me, I am a prayer intercessor. I've got this in hand, and I want to tell you something. When I was shown at the beginning of the year that this was going to be a horrific weather year, and by the way, we went through that panhandle Cat 5, they're still not, you know, I actually got together a folder, and I was speaking, I have prayer partners in Missouri. Now, I have never been to Jefferson City, so I'm not going to lie, I've never. But you've got a lot of people praying for you right around you. I mean, really. I was actually talking to one of my partners up in Missouri yesterday, and we were talking about the storms, and they kind of, you know, sometimes they're a little intuitive. They know when things are going to come. And, yes, I remember the Joplin one because I remember watching the people with, it was terrible, walk through water with, they lost homes, everything, but they recuperated, and of course, they've recovered and everything, but that was years ago, and I literally was watching that. I know that Missouri's a great state. You people are going to stick hang together. Like I said, I already had been speaking to someone today. I did not know Jefferson City. You can't tell when someone's going to, a particular city is going to get hit harder, but Missouri well knows about these storms, and you've already been kind of prayed for. But I do have a folder, and I'm just going to put a few words on here, if you can hear me, because as far as prayer, you guys have already been prayed for. This was going to be a special blessing night anyway, tonight and tomorrow night. So we'll just put our blessings on all of you in any kind of a storm. A storm is a storm.
Well, we have an affiliate in Columbia, Missouri. I finally figured out where this is at because I went and looked at the sheet while you were talking.
Right.
And that's just north of Jefferson City, not very far, about maybe 25, 30 miles. And apparently that signal goes down that way. So we may be
good.
One of their few signals they're getting right now.
I tell the captain, I've never been to Jefferson City. It's the one place, you know, I've been, Missouri is very important to me. There's a reason, and most of you know. But I've never been, but Missouri's Missouri, a city's a city, people are people. And it just happened to be that I was talking to one of my prayer partners in, actually not that far from you, I think, and we were discussing the weather patterns and all that. That's really weird. But anyway, let me just give you a couple of words I hope that will help. I mean, I just have an entire folder just on storms because let me tell you, If you think Florida's out of the way. Anyway, we won't talk about future winds, but they're going to be ongoing. This is the year of the storms. You're going to remember this year, and next year could be even, you know. But prayer, does prayer help? Oh, yes. Prayer can actually change things around, and it will also help you to rebuild. It does not mean things are not going to happen. Believe me. Trust me. This last month I learned that. In the eye of the storm, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
In the eye of the storm, I haven't used that in a year. You remain in control, God, in the middle of the war. This is a war, a weather war. You guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. My hope and my trust is in you, God, and I will trust you in the eye of the storm. And it looks like they've had the eye. So all of you going through things, and listen to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength and help in trouble. Therefore, we won't fear. And listen to how strong this gets. Even if the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, does that sound familiar? Though the waters roar, I'm reading this strictly from Psalm 46. Though the waters roar and be troubled, or the mountains shake, God is in the midst and shall help. Oh, that's a powerful one. I don't think I've read that in a long time. The Lord of hosts is with us. God wants you to know that. He sees and he knows. And by the way, everyone listening to me, if you believe in prayer at all, Lord God, pray, because you're going to see some mighty things. The angels, there are angels for every purpose. Every purpose. And they're there to help you to restore things. And we're going to stay on this. Don't worry. I'll be praying all night. All night. I will be praying for you all. So will my partners. And let me end with part of Psalm, the 23rd Psalm. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you people, You need to, I hope you're hearing this. I'll fear no evil, for God is with me. And that's just part of that. Repeat that over and over. And I tell you, miracles will come out of this. You're going to hear of miracles. I promise you, I'm just getting in my gut feeling here. You're going to hear of miraculous recoveries and rebuilding and everything, but definitely recoveries in people that could have been victims that weren't, because we've placed prayer over you. There's nothing, it's in God's hands. I'm not God, but I do know the power of faith and prayer. And let's just, everybody that's hearing my voice, here in Florida, everywhere you guys, I love you all. Let's make this very important tonight, and let's watch what God and faith and prayer will do. Thank you so much, Captain. We'll be on this again tomorrow night, so thanks, and God bless everyone.
Alrighty, and Maria in Germany just said hello to Ms. Rosemary, and hello back to you, Maria, and she's sending her thoughts and prayers along to the folks in Missouri and Jefferson City, Missouri. Again, that's south of Columbia. A devastating, catastrophic tornado touched down just about midnight local time, 1 o'clock my time there, and catastrophic damage done. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you.
are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J truck stop. You know, Pilot and Flying J's got a new look to it because you'll find some Arby's in some of them, Chester's Chickens in the other one, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Huts, Subway, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. By the way, you might even find a Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill, too. And for the new locations up in New York, Indiana, New Hampshire, you might find a Dunkin' Donut shop in there, too, for you guys and gals. Now, don't forget, Pilot Flying J also has parking, Catskills, TransFlow Express travel documents, trip packs, truck washes, audiobook rental, pay phones, as well as high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union. They'll do check cashing for you, public laundry. They have showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and the bigger Flying J's have got the lounges with the big screen televisions for professional drivers, too. So, out there on the road, your home away from home, a Pilot or a Flying J, make sure you stop by and always tell them the captain sent you, because I don't know what that'll do, but I'm going to get out and about to some of these Pilots and Flying J's and shake some hands and say howdy howdy to them here. Okay. I'm going to go back to what's going on right now in the Midwest. We've had a series of tornadoes, including one major catastrophic tornado touchdown in Jefferson City, Missouri. Now, Jefferson City, Missouri is a city of 42,000, and they suffered a direct hit just a little bit before midnight central time. That would have been 1 a.m. roughly eastern time. They were struck by a very violent tornado, and there still are reports, of people trapped in various apartment complexes that have collapsed. Motels and hotels where roofs have been torn off and buildings are damaged. Houses that have been destroyed. Also, there are multiple rescues going underway right now all over the city, Jefferson City. There is help headed that way from as far away as Kansas right now, we understand. Also, some help coming to them from Illinois. But in Illinois, you folks over there and Indiana now, you're not out of trouble because a line of severe thunderstorms has been moving across. This is the one that's had the tornadoes in it, like the one that touched down in Jefferson City. And it's pretty much right now following the track of I-57, but it's continuing to move east along I-70. And about half of the state of Illinois from I-70 north is under a severe thunderstorm watch right now for the rest of the night. And you want to pay attention, Dave. That means you want to pay attention and keep the weather radio on, because it could save your life when that goes off. And if it's a warning that you hear, adhere the warning and do what you got to do to get out of danger. Do what you got to do. Now, there are some citizens walking around Jefferson City that are being described as walking wounded. They've been injured. They're looking for a place to be treated for their injuries, and ambulances are picking them up as they see them. A large tornado has hit a lot of Jefferson City, Missouri. All Jefferson City firefighters have been called back and are beginning rescue operations right now. The fire department there has asked them on Facebook. I've been monitoring their Facebook page, too. They said, please pray for our citizens. There are people trapped right now. There are people missing right now. We know people have been injured. I'm not going to throw anything else into the mix. It's serious enough as it is. And they said that they need all the emergency personnel that they can get to respond to the scene, and all available units from as far away as Kansas and Illinois are coming to Jefferson City to assist right now. That's a good thing, and hopefully the extrication tools that you have to use, and I've been in that situation before, it's quite a sight. Now, I want you to listen to some of what was going on here. This is downtown Jefferson City, and what little traffic was around, and I'll explain this to you. This is a video I got in front of me. Sure. Let me get back to it. There we go. Now, that's a car horn, and that car horn is blowing because there's somebody underneath some rubble. A building has come down, and the car horn was blowing because the person was in the car, obviously leaning on the car horn. Hopefully they're okay, don't know, but that was somebody walking around. Now, this is an actual reporter who just about, let me see here, 45 minutes ago gave a live report from her vehicle outside the station that she's at, KRCG, Channel 13. Her name is Elise Smith, and she's right there in Jefferson City.
Hi, everyone. Meteorologist Elise Smith here again. I am just off of Christie Drive in Jefferson City, where there is potential tornado damage, extensive potential tornado damage. This is an active scene. I just spoke to a state trooper who says that this situation is chaos right now. So they are asking people to stay away. I know as Good Samaritans we want to come and help, but the power has not been shut off yet. That's why this is dangerous. But also storms are moving in again. Rain is falling. There is lightning. It is not good to be out in this situation right now. We'll continue to give you more updates as they become available. But respect law enforcement, contact friends and family, and stay safe tonight.
Now, the other thing that I'm seeing that's going on right now is there are some gas lines that have been ruptured. That's very dangerous because all it takes is ignition. Then you have another situation, which we don't even want to think about. But she is right about the rain, because I'm looking at the weather. There is still rain in the area. There also are flash flood warnings all around that area because of the immense amount of water that they got with the tornado that came through, and with the other storms that have been bringing more rain. And again, I've got another report here. It's talking about many people are trapped. Looks like there's several people trapped in a hotel that lost its roof. And again, if you know anything about Jefferson City, it's just south of Columbia, Missouri, along U.S. 54. It's kind of an area, and it is the capital of Missouri. It's kind of an area where people like to go to do a little visiting and whatnot. It's like a little tourist area there in Missouri. Okay, let's see here. Large and destructive tornado has hit Jefferson City, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Well, right now, that system, as I'm looking at it, is all the way over into and just about through Illinois, and it's headed to Indiana right now with those same storms, those same severe thunderstorms. Any one of them could have a tornado in it, because that's what's happened back over here. And this is a life-threatening situation with these storms, make no mistake about it. Flying debris could be deadly to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be destroyed. Considerable damages to houses, to businesses, vehicles is likely. Destruction is possible. That's coming from the Weather Bureau right now out of out of central Missouri, talking about what's going on headed your direction over there to the east. There is some rain, it looks like, possibly, and maybe even a severe thunderstorm watch in the St. Louis area. But again, for the truckers and everybody that's out there tonight, please be careful. And I'm also looking at St. Louis with the warnings that are there right now. Let me see here. Wow, there's a lot of red around St. Louis. Not in it, per se, but around it. So, St. Louis, you may be dodging a bullet right now, too. So, there you go. But that's what we do here at night. We try to, and because I do have an affiliate there in Columbia, people are listening to me right now, and I believe from what I was told by James, who was with the radio station there, they may be able to hear me down there in Jefferson City. So I'm just advising the people that are there. So there you go. And again, our thoughts and prayers will be out to all of you because it's no fun to be hit in the middle of the night in the dark with a devastating tornado. And I saw the picture of this tornado in the distance from 12 miles away from Jefferson City, and it was a big one. It was a big one on the ground headed towards Jefferson City. There's also other towns that have been affected in Missouri. We're not hearing as much about them because Jefferson City is a city of 42,000. But I'll be back with more, and we're going to take a look at our first military and veterans news statement. And, oh, yeah, the Missouri National Guard has been activated. So for you folks there in Jefferson City, you'll soon see the National Guard on your streets. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met, and he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and it's time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where in just 14 short months you can be well on your way to a job that could pay you as much as $80,000 a year or more. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in 14 months, and is your paycheck going to be at the grade that your skills deserve? How would you like the opportunity to make $80,000 a year or more for an annual paycheck? Well, that's the number that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of the aircraft mechanics that are out there. And if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe or power plant technician can be yours in 14 months of training at National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, that's just outside Boston. You will receive lifetime career placement assistance, so you'll always have a job. And NAA and their team members are trained to help veterans and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. Now, your GI Bill, your post-911 GI Bill, will definitely cover your training. And for people that have the GI Bill before September 11th, you might want to check with the National Aviation Academy to make sure your benefits are there or what benefits you have left, because everybody's got something. And for you civilians, they do have loans available, student loans available, too. Now, National Aviation has a few openings coming up for their May 31st class, but you've only got till Friday, that's tomorrow, Friday, to sign up. Because once you don't, if you don't do that, then guess what? You'll have to wait at least another month or two or whatever when the next class opens up. But if you're interested, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Dave is reporting in from Indiana, telling me that the weather is just starting to kick in there. By him, he's got thunder in the area, and it sounds, and he says, just starting to blow. But he's definitely right out in front of that front, which is surely coming your way, Mr. Dave. Can't tell you anything other than the truth, and that's it. It's coming your direction, so batten down the hatches and don't do anything stupid. Now, the Air Force is currently investigating a cyber attack done to them by the U.S. Navy. Now, the Air Force is investigating the Navy for a cyber intrusion into its network, according to a memo obtained by Military Times. My question is, why is the Navy trying to hack the Air Force? Was it a training exercise? I'll have to ask Denise Simon about that and see what she knows. Also, President Trump announced that he plans to nominate Barbara Barrett, a former chairwoman of the nonprofit Aerospace Corporation, to be the next Secretary of the Air Force. Remember, we'd heard that Adam Hudzinger, congressman from Illinois, might have been in consideration for that, but I think he decided to stay where he's at in the Congress. So now Barbara Barrett has been nominated to be the next Secretary of the Air Force. And told you about the four Russian Bear bombers and the two Russian fighters that were escorting them into that space, that airspace off Alaska. Well, the U.S. Air Force is reporting that their F-22 Raptors intercepted the Russian fighter and bomber aircraft near Alaska on Monday, and they stuck with them for a little while. Made sure that they did not fly any closer to the U.S. They stayed out there in that international zone that they have out there that they can fly through. And the U.S. Air Force's top general has made multi-domain command and control one of his top priorities. Now he wants to see if it becomes the Pentagon's number one technological development initiative. We'll see. We'll see. And Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said that the threat from Iran is on hold right now after the deployment of additional U.S. military forces to the Persian Gulf region have kind of been set back. Although we did hear a report late yesterday, and this is just a report, and as the colonel would tell you, Colonel Jim, they have contingency plans for everything. They're talking about possibly sending 10,000 more troops into the Middle East as a deterrent. Whether or not they do it or not, don't know. We'll see. And, oh, by the way, U.S. government forces and a contractor with an unorthodox investment strategy have fanned out over Somalia to fight al-Shabaab for building a force of local light infantry known as the Danab, and they're likely to continue doing so for many years to come. Now, this is a lightning brigade they're going to put together to be able to respond at a moment's notice to anything that Boko Haram or al-Shabaab does in Somalia. And amidst rising tensions in the Gulf, bomb-laden drone targets are now, in fact, taking place as twice in the last week, Yemen's Iranian-allied Houthi rebels have attacked a Saudi airport and military base with a bomb-laden drone, an assault acknowledged by the kingdom as Middle East tensions remain high between Tehran and Washington. There's been no immediate reports of injuries or damage either. Now, here's a question for you. And I talked about this Saturday night down in Sarasota at the Knights of Columbus meeting event that I gave a speech at. Will the military widow's tax disappear this year? Now, Kathy Milford, who is a widow, has been fighting against the military's widow tax for over 25 years, and she said it's been an emotional drain for her. And that's the money that you have to pay after your loved one dies, whatever they have in the way of insurance or assets or whatnot, which, in my opinion, if someone dies serving their country, especially in the line of duty in combat, that the least we can do is see to it that their surviving widow doesn't have to pay a fortune in taxes. Now, that's just me. That's just me. And Denise Simon is chiming in, wanting to know what I want to talk about. So I'm going to get her going on the tornado right here so she can get out and do something about that, because I can't keep checking this. By the way, Morse code has marked 175 years, and it's still counting. The first message sent by Morse code's dot and dashes across the long distance travel from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore on Friday, May 24th, 1844, 175 years ago. And the Army is talking about how they're going to have a more survivable rate in a war in the Pacific than air and naval forces. A focus on land warfare may seem out of place in a region dominated by the Pacific Ocean, but what rocky shores do rise from the waves would offer more important survivability options for the U.S. troops and their equipment versus the ships out at sea. Now, there's a handful of overstrength military occupational specialties in the Army right now. One of them is the Human Resources Command, and they are asking some of the soldiers in it to either reclassify themselves with another MOS or to have it done for them. So, in other words, they're starting to shift around some of the responsibilities for the Army, and that's not a bad idea either. By the way, a high-speed version of the Apache attack helicopter got some attention last week when Boeing unveiled footage at the Vertical Flight Society's 75th Annual Forum and technology display. And when we come back after this Truckers Highway and Byway report, we'll give you all the latest on what's going on in Missouri. And Denise Simon will update us a little bit more. And then she'll be along top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. We're going to cut that a little bit short because Truckers Highway and Byway Report is full of all kinds of stuff. And I got to let everybody know that we've had a catastrophic, severe, major tornado touch down in a city of 42,000, Jefferson City, Missouri. Smaller towns around there have also been struck by a system that came through just a little bit before 12 midnight. Now, this storm system with the tornadic activity in it is over now, almost into Indiana, but it stretches out across I-70 through Effingham over to just about Springfield, Missouri right now. There's a lot of watches and warnings there, but in Indiana, you are about to get it, it looks like, and there's already winds picking up. Dave is telling me that he's got some high winds in his area where he lives in Indiana, and I told him just to be careful and all that sort of stuff. So there you go. And Dan the Man looks like he's going to have it worse than
Dave is, that's what he's telling us, because it looks like Lafayette, Indiana is coming right straight towards them. Now, let me back up, because about 11:45 or thereabouts, a major tornado, a large major tornado, came down and stayed on the ground in Jefferson City, Missouri, for quite a while, causing catastrophic damage all through the city. Now, we have got reports of people trapped, buildings collapsed, lines down, power hasn't been turned off in all areas, so that runs the risk of fires. We had a report of a fire downtown starting up. Also, natural gas lines have been ruptured. That's never good by any circumstance. And they are telling everybody, please don't get out and drive in or out of Jefferson City, Missouri. However, mutual aid's been put out. National Guard's been activated. Emergency personnel only on the streets. And help is on the way. More ambulances, more fire trucks, more extrication equipment, as there'll be certainly from some of the buildings that have collapsed, including some apartment complexes and some hotels. There'll be a lot of people trying to be rescued from those collapsed structures. Now, let me back up from Indiana on 70 and take you across Illinois. To Effingham, Illinois, roughly about there. You still got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and some flash flood warnings on 70 over on the state line with Missouri, St. Louis. Now, as you get over towards inland just a little bit, there's all kinds of flash flood warnings, flood warnings in general now. Still some rain in the area, heavy up around the northeastern part of Missouri, still raining hard there. You've got rain, and it looks like as if there's another severe thunderstorm warning along I-44 coming out of Tulsa towards Joplin, Missouri, as there is some activity there being reported tonight, and flooding as well, flash flooding and otherwise. And you've also got some rain up in Kansas tonight, some more rain up in South Dakota, a little bit of rain in scattered sections of Wisconsin, southeastern Minnesota, and northeastern Illinois. Now, way out west in the Colorado area, you've got snow and winter driving conditions north of Denver, going up towards Wyoming, west coming off 25, going over the mountaintops a couple of different places. You've got winter driving conditions, Utah, I-80 going into Wyoming. You have winter driving conditions right there along the state line in the higher elevations down along the Wasatch Front, down about 70, Richfield, Utah, down in that area. You've got winter driving conditions there. You also have winter driving conditions tonight in Flagstaff. The snow level starts at about 6,000 feet, and the higher you go, the more it gets. It's currently snowing there right now, and it looks like it'll snow till about 8 o'clock this morning there. And then up 17 coming out of Phoenix, once you hit about 5,000 feet, you'll start running into snow, and the higher you go, the more snow you'll get. Yellowstone, the northern part of Yellowstone Park, a winter storm warning, still snowing there, has been for a couple of days or more. And again, Indiana, right now, you're under the gun. You've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and this is the system that brought the tornadic activity with it out of Missouri with the big twister, the touchdown in Jefferson City, Missouri. So be advised, you need to be paying attention to this. Now, keep in mind that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. I will be making a personal appearance at Moss Nissan on Saturday from noon to 2 o'clock. Stop by if you can and say howdy, howdy. I'll be there. And then on Monday, I'll be at Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa up on Dale Mabry at Carrollwood in the Carrollwood area. So look forward to seeing several of you there. And we'll just be out and about this weekend doing what we do, which is saying howdy, howdy to a bunch of folks. And Dave is saying, okie dokie, it's here now. Okay, so the storm has set upon him. All right, so again, Dave,
you are in the area up there right now where you are going to definitely have a little problem for a while. Now, joining me right now, I've got Denise Simon from FoundersCoding.com, and I gave you an assignment because you probably did not know, or maybe you did, that they had a catastrophic tornado touchdown, ironically, on the anniversary of the Joplin tornado that killed 161 people a few years ago in Jefferson City, Missouri. What do you know about what's going on there so far?
Well, they're doing as much as they can. They're doing some rescues and recoveries right now. There are people that are still trapped. Apparently, there were some apartment buildings or an apartment building
right.
that there was a particular damage to. So, yeah, I think that they're two dead. I don't know what that specific number that where that number stands or
no it'll change
sadly but
yeah
you know all the typical things you know the down power lines don't do this and don't do that
yep.
but you know when they happen at night it's just so awful
yeah it is
but
yeah
what do you so they're going the first responders are going door to door. The governor is going to have a real time on his hands on this one.
Yeah, the National Guard's been activated. Jefferson City is the capital. I do know of the National Guard unit that's there. They've been activated. They'll be out on the streets if they're not already out on the streets. They do have heavy equipment, rescue equipment coming in from as far away as Kansas and Illinois. I've been told Iowa's volunteered to send some stuff down there. They probably will. They're just a matter of a few hours away. But at nighttime when this happens, it's really bad because it's dangerous for the first responders and, of course, even more so for the people that are trapped. And we do know that the number of the buildings that collapsed, not just this apartment complex, but also the hotels, some of the roofs were blown off. Some of the hotels were literally torn to pieces with people in them. And that's not going to be pretty either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And this was about quarter to midnight Central Time.
Correct.
Yeah, this
Correct.
Thing came out of nowhere, and boom, there it was. And this was a big storm. This was a very large storm that inundated a lot of Jefferson City. This wasn't just like something that touched down in a neighborhood. This was something that was big in terms of circumference and stayed on the ground for quite a while in Jefferson City, so it tore it up pretty bad. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, and we will... And that, by the way, you folks that are listening to me right now up there in the Columbia, Missouri area, if you've got anything you need to get out, feel free to call my number, 877-969-8600, and we'll get it right on the air. I'll be right back with more Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.